Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Play that, J. Cole.
Brothers and sisters, that's right. Alan Yates doing his thing on the ones and two. We're going to do our thing here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Jay Williams over there, Freddie coming from Max Kellerman. Keyshawn's going to join us in a minute after we find exact what happened down in Raleigh here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as ESPN News. Good morning, my brother. How you doing this morning, Jay Will?
I'm doing good, Freddie Coleman. I'm doing good. I have a question for you. What is in the red cup, Freddie? That is the question of the day.
Well, it's 6 a.m. Eastern time, 3 a.m. in the West Coast, so
it's happy hour somewhere, Freddie. It's happy hour somewhere.
But does it need to be happy hour this early?
When the game goes late and you had the action-packed day that we had yesterday,
yes,
there's
yes.
potential in it. It could be, well, it could be a splash of let me wake you up with a splash of,
okay,
you know, let me put it down.
Right.
It could be a splash of that. So there is, those combinations do exist now.
Well, let us know what's in Jay Will's Red Cup at Real Jay Williams, at Coleman ESPN, at Key J and Max on Twitter, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Because the reason we're talking about what's in the Red Cup, it's because what happened yesterday, our guys are doing the tour down in Raleigh, North Carolina. They're getting ready for next week with Bart and Hahn, the broadcast, the basketball showdown that's going to happen. And I'm going to let Jay Will take it from there, the preparations that have been going on with him and Keyshawn, ready to do with Bart Scott and Alan Hahn next week.
Well, first off, yesterday was a crazy day, Freddie. You know, we had the show down here. We met all the affiliates, you know, all the sponsors at 99 The Fan. You know, this company is close to my heart because going to school down here in North Carolina. So I left the show, went to go see my mom, who's been in the hospital for the last month and a half. And honestly, I just want to say thank you to everybody for your prayers, all the prayers lists that I've received on social media for my mother. It's been a fight. My parents have given everything to me in their lives. And my mom is the spirit, the joy of my life, along with my pops. And she's a fighter, and it's been one hell of a year, but she continues to fight. So thank you for that. It was positive and uplifting to see her and to spend time with her. You know, she's still yet to meet my son, Freddie. My son's been born for a year now.
Really?
So all that is, you know, it's real. And I think that's the one thing I love about this show, is that we get a chance to be honest with people about what the hell we're really going through. Right. So for me yesterday, the day started off in a very deep emotional state of mind. So then to go there, I walked over to Cameron Indoor Stadium, and out of nowhere, man, like that place just rejuvenates me. You know what I mean? It gets me going. I sat down with John Shire, the new head coach, listened to him for a while about, you know, his journey to getting there and the cool, the calm, the poise that he has about what's in front of him and the relationship between him and Hubert Davis, North Carolina, what that rivalry is going to be, the next chapter of it for both programs and the top recruiting class they have. And then I went over and the day really got funny because because I went over to the Duke football stadium and I saw Key, you know, and Key had I'm wearing jeans and stuff and the sweater. And Key came out with the full official workout outfit. I mean, he had the shorts. Really? He had the look. It was very Keyshawn Johnson, L.A. You know what I mean? Like, the look was the look. You know, he talks about snack, crackle, pop. He had all that.
Right.
So we get out there, and we're working with the contestant winners. And then Key starts throwing the routes, and I'm IG living it. And we get to, like, the fourth route, and Key's trying to articulate the route. The homie, Freddie,
really?
he's like, look. I'm like, Key, you're on your fourth route. How are we out of breath already? What the hell is going on? And in my mind, I mean, look, Key's mitts are crazy. His hands are massive, right? But in my mind, Freddie, I'm like, Key, I need you to be in shape. We're about to play this 2-on-2 game against Bart and Hahn, and you out here in the fourth route, breathing heavy. And he's sweating profusely. I mean, it's like this dude had been on the field for 2 hours, and it was only 2 minutes.
Oh, no.
Anyway, Freddie, you talk about some alien stuff, dog. Key got down. I almost said Key got down on his knees, and I almost wanted to stop myself.
It got weird. Easy now.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about. Stop, Yates. You know what, like when
you know, knock it off.
You know when you say, I can't even finish the story.
Exactly.
Key got down on his knees is the headline. Jeez.
Hey, yeah.
Anyway, all I'm saying is he got down.
Yeah.
And he, you know, how quarterbacks can show their arm strength.
Absolutely.
Where they get down and they. He started doing, like, this golf torque. I'm like, what the hell? Like, you know how you see the quarterback
shoulders,
do, like, the golf, like, the torque thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he threw this ball.
Yeah.
And that joint came out of his hands, Freddie. It must have gone 30 yards, 35 yards.
Like it was
off
nothing.
Ease.
Really?
Off ease.
Right.
So that was dope just to see, because I'm like, yo, Key's an alien within himself at 6'5", mm-hmm. throwing the ball like that, catching the ball. And then we went to Cameron Indoor Stadium and played some hoops, which is fun. Good. I made a shot from three-quarters court.
Okay.
Without running. Key's face was priceless. And then I had to drop Key. I had to drop him.
What do you mean drop him?
We played one-on-one. And Key's knees buckled.
Oh, no.
And, you know, sometimes I feel like Key, you know, thinks about Key and how special Key is. And then I had to kind of try to show him how special I was.
Oh, man. I'm looking at the video right now. You literally Max Struced him, like we saw last week in the Heat Celtics game. Remember, because I was on the show last week, you guys, when Struce was trying to go, was it Jaylen Brown or Tatum?
And it was Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart got him. And Keyshawn, reenactment right now with you and him, with Heath Struce and your Marcus Smart based on that video.
But it was dope, though. I mean, it was cool having Key, who's like a big brother to me, like in my environment. You know what
right.
I mean?
True.
And Key loved it. And, you know, the best, so Key on the ground. Key like, man, this basketball stuff different.
Yeah.
It's different.
Jay Will is Jay Will. He him.
And I missed it. I missed the shot. I needed to make the shot, Freddie. That's the point. You make that bucket, Jay. Yeah. You make it.
So basically, you couldn't make that bucket after crossing him up like that from 5 feet away, but then you knocked down a 75-foot shot in front of people.
Well, look, it's for some reason, shooting the ball from half court, I used to do it in college game day.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I love it. I love it. And a lot of people don't recognize sometimes the strength that comes along when you don't get a running start.
Sure.
And you just pop it from half. And the best is Key's face, though, Freddie.
He couldn't believe what he saw, like he saw the man landing on the moon for the first time. That's what he looked like. He's like, this J will different.
What the hell just happened? So I think all of it, man, like, and then we got a chance to go to the Durham Bulls game. You know, James Steele, who's one of our producers, mm-hmm. he sat next to me, my homie, huge Pens fan. We brought him to the game, and he caught my first pitch.
Nice.
So I kicked it with him, and I kicked it with our whole crew. It was just one of those days where it was like, man,
mm-hmm.
I am so happy. Like, even though, look, the pandemic, things are still cautious for everybody.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you to tread cautiously. But it felt so good to be out there among people and just kick it and have people get a chance to see you. And understand that, like, yo, we're all out here trying to figure stuff out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially
and have
Key.
Fun, Freddie. And especially Key on the defensive end. So,
and also the conditioning end and the getting wind in and all that stuff.
Oh, my arm is sore, though, trying to throw that football with Key. Man, that's different.
See, that's different, too. People don't realize. He is definitely different. Just seeing the video, just seeing the smiles on your face. The look on Key's face, just being a part of the spring tour that you guys being a part of down at ESPN 99.9, The Fan. Now we got heavy breathing going to the microphone, so we got everybody excited out there now.
I'm going to go up and run the slant route. I'm going to go do it's not going to be a short route. It's going to be a deep route. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Key, it takes you 10 minutes to get out there on the deep route. What's going on?
Like he's doing the Matrix going forward.
Hey, but Freddie, it looked pretty, though.
I bet it did. I don't doubt that.
When he did it, though, I was like, damn, okay, Key.
I don't doubt that.
Key had the Johnny Drama, the calves.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh, the calves look defined. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was legit. It was legit, Freddie. It was legit.
I want to make sure this is not a calculated attempt to get Bart and Han off their game by seeing that video of Key, and then they get overconfident. They say, we're going to take these guys next Wednesday. This is going to be easy. I want to make sure that – I don't believe in coincidences. I'm just saying, Freddie.
I mean, it's happening a lot in the NBA right now. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't give out injury reports over here. You don't know. You don't know who's injured. We don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, you know, as I like to make up words, a lot of strategery going on.
There's definitely some lower body injuries happening this morning.
There's some LBIs.
As long as it doesn't happen to me, I'm okay. I got one leg anyway, Freddie. I'm out here like a pirate.
Peg leg Williams.
It's still making moves, though. And when I beat you with one leg, I'm going to look at you and let you know. I got one leg.
You know, hey, if you can beat somebody with one leg and Bart Hahn have to look out for that and Keyshawn doesn't get crossed up again like you did him yesterday, everything's going to be fine next Wednesday as Keyshawn and Jay Will Bart Hahn that broadcast the basketball charity event. Who knows what's going to happen now? Because based on video that we've seen and getting more intel from Jay Will, what happened yesterday, this is going to be the greatest thing ever, or it's going to be the greatest non-thing ever, but either way, it's going to be entertaining. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Oh Lord. It's I'm just
I got big too. He sounds look like Max Drews just made my whole morning.
Seriously. Well, the thing is, I try to help him up. He's like, just leave me here. I just need a minute to myself.
Yeah, you know what? That was ego talking after, you know, his ego took a bruising. I mean,
it's beautiful. I love it.
If you had hit that shot, though, you had to leave at that
point.
Well,
that's the thing. I couldn't even focus because it was how slow Key went down. It was like, you know, that old person that fall.
Oh, yeah.
And Key ain't old, though, because I just saw him run.
Right.
But also, like, you know, we had been moving around doing stuff like a good hour and a half, 2 hours before then. So it's called the cumulative effect. You know what I mean? It's like what the Boston Celtics have done to the Miami Heat.
It was like Keyshawn was like, no, Jay, don't.
I told you that slow fall, when they put it in slow-mo, it looked different. It looked bad.
Man, it looked bad. Fast forward, slow motion, whatever that is. Jay Will and Freddie Coleman. Keyshawn will be with us in a minute here on Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max. Like we mentioned, hit us on Twitter at Coleman ESPN, at Real Jay Williams. Don't forget the phone number as well, 888-ESPN. 888-729-3776. And my man Jay Will mentioned Game 5, what happened last night, the Boston Celtics beat the Miami Heat. Is the Eastern Conference Finals over thanks to the word wall? We'll get to that next on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
So, Freddie.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. I got to tell you an honest truth on something, okay?
I thought it'd be good.
And I don't need you to judge me.
I'm not judging you.
I know a lot of people are going to judge me, and I don't care, and it's okay. So,
real feeling, you know, for Jay Will?
Getting up at 2:45, 3 o'clock in the morning every day is brutal, okay? And sometimes I get lazy. I'm one of those guys. Like, sometimes I prepare the outfit. I try to give some thought to it before I lay my tail down to watch the games, whatever it is. But there's some days I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to figure it out in the morning. And I'll do it in the dark when my dog doesn't move and my wife is sleeping. Mm-hmm. And I'm moving around like a ninja, right? And so I got some Nike shoes that my boy gifted me.
Right.
And, you know, my boy had sent me all these different kinds of sizes, and I didn't know why he was sending me like 10 and a half. You know, I'm a size 13.
Okay.
So I just grab a pair of shoes. I'm thinking, put my outfit on. Hold the shoes, walk downstairs, get in the car without putting my shoes on, drive to work, get to work, put my shoes on. I'm not really thinking about it because I'm not caffeinated yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can't really put together my own thoughts.
Okay.
And I get into work. I'm like, man, while I'm doing the show, before I leave for North Carolina, I'm like, my feet are feeling kind of hot right now. My toes, my toes are feeling a little warm, a little too cozy and snug.
Uh-huh.
And sure as hell, Freddie, I look down at the shoe. I'm wearing size 10 and a half, man. I got 10 and a half shoes on.
Poor thing.
And I'm 13. And then it just became like, you know, Max Kellerman gave me this great line one time. He was like, you know, there's a thing in life, Jay, called idiot tax. Like when when it's your fault and you do something stupid, now you need to pay the tax.
Yes.
So for me, it's like a Larry David skit. I'm like, you know what? I'm wearing these shoes the whole weekend. I am that guy that did it to myself. When I tell you, Freddie, I took my shoes off last night after playing football with Key uh-huh. and throwing out the first pitch and shooting basketball with him at Cameron. I got the nasty. I'm getting the bunions on the toes. It is Ooh. Like boomerang, but I'm pulling the blanket off my own toes, angry at myself. That's where I'm at in life right now. So
see, here's the deal with that. Whether it's idiot tax or idiot return or whatever that is, if you can't decipher a size 13 from a size 10 and a half early in the morning, you may have more issues than we could have ever imagined, Jay Will.
Well, at least I'm owning it. Isn't that the first step in the process?
Yeah, it is. The first part of understanding the problem is knowing the problem.
Knowing the problem is me. Yes, the problem is me. Why do I even have 10 and a half in my closet? Why didn't I hand them off and give them to somebody else uh-huh. who could be utilizing them? But I got selfish. So you know what? I deserve the hurt and the pain.
Yeah, as Spike Lee,
I deserve it.
As Spike Lee once said, homie, it's got to be the shoes. It's got to be the shoes. It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and ESPN 2. Our man Keyshawn be here in a minute. He's Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman. In for Max Kellerman. We're going to get to the word wall involving the Eastern Conference Finals after the Boston Celtics beat the Miami Heat in Game 5 last night. We'll do it in a couple of seconds. But real quick, Ben in Nashville at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Jay Will, Ben in Nashville has a question for you. Ben, what is that question?
Okay. Ben, is it a Red Cup question?
I guess Ben doesn't want to ask the question now.
I guess Ben is not there.
So we'll just move on from Ben from that standpoint. We'll go back to the Boston Celtics winning Game 5 against the Miami Heat. And people can say whatever they want, Jay Will, in terms of the toughness of Miami. They ran into a wall. And it wasn't called the Boston Celtics. It was called health. And we saw it last night. Not that Tyler Hero's on the bench, but when Jimmy Butler's like that, compromised like that, where he couldn't get that lift, he was trying to impose his will, they ran into a wall. And this series, as far as I'm concerned, is over because they're not going to be able to scale that wall and find a way to push this to a Game 7 over the weekend against Boston after Friday.
Look, Freddie, it's a war of attrition, right? Both sides are injured. But when your backcourt and Max Strus and Kyle Lowry go 0-15 from the field, you're going to struggle to win games. When Jimmy Butler is scoring 13 points off 18 shots, you see the cumulative effect over time. And that's been the one thing that we've talked about with Miami. Now, look, I think it's different if Tyler Hero is on the court and the legs feel fresh. But, I mean, a lot of teams are battling injuries right now.
Yeah.
And I think the Boston Celtics, last night during the game, long day we had yesterday, but as we're getting into the second half, me and my friends were on this group text thread. And one of my boys is like, man, I'm trying to tell you, Jaylen Brown is the one, blah, blah, blah. And my other boys tell me about how Jason Tatum is the one. And I'm like, y'all are both wrong. They're both the one together. They're collectively one. And it reminded me, January, Freddie, a bigger conversation instead of getting into the details of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like we know where this is trending, right?
Yeah.
But a bigger conversation. Yo, in January, people were really trying to break these two up.
Sure.
Let me tell you some of the things people were saying in January. You ready? I wrote them down just for blanks and giggles. Here we go. There's a need for a traditional point guard. We don't have a leader on this team. Why the hell was Al Horford brought here? He's not the leader we need. Okay. I think a lack of mental toughness to fight through those adverse times. That was Ime Udoka saying that after they lost to the New York Knicks, and people were running away with that whole comment. It's an open gym. People took that, and they were annihilating not only Ime Udoka, but the way in which they played. Mm-hmm. We need to break these guys up. They're not right. Here are some of the things people were saying about Ime Udoka. Why is he using a 9-man rotation? Sometimes it looks like he has no idea what the hell he's doing on the court. Sometimes it looks like he's completely lost.
You got a hit list here.
Oh, my goodness. This is in January. What are we, 3.5 months removed from that?
Sure.
4 months removed, and all of a sudden the conversations are so different.
Sure.
So it inspired me to put together a list, Freddie,
okay,
of duos that broke up a little too early.
Okay.
Duos that we said, you know what, this is insane, because that's what we would have done to Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. People were ready to split these two up. So I want to take you through a little list, and I want to get your feedback on my list. Okay. You ready for this?
I'm ready. Part of Straight Talk, right here, Straight Talk Wireless, J. Will, Freddie Coleman, Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN2.
So I try to do it like Key. I gave you an arbitrary number because I like to keep you guessing. So yes, I don't even know if I'm going to have sound on this, but I'm going to go through it.
Okay.
I don't even know if we were supposed to do this segment, but I'm doing it anyway. We'll do it live. Number 7.
Number 7.
There you go, Yates. Nice. I knew you would be on it. Wow. You're so good.
Man, that East Strasburg education, Alan Yates.
Yeah, it's all over
it.
I'll have you throw it down.
P-Sack in the house,
call
baby.
Call it like you see it, Yates.
Yes, East Stroud here, Mansfield here.
Here we go. I got AI and Jerry Stackhouse. Okay. I mean, Jerry Stackhouse drafted in 1996 to the 76ers. AI came in 97. That's when AI came in. He was taking so many shots. Jerry Stackhouse got angry. Essentially, it pushed a trade by the Sixers to send him to Detroit. Okay. Sorry for your Yates and Pat Costello. I know you guys are both Philadelphia 76ers fans, but it always makes me think about the backcourt that could have been. That's number 7. Right. Let's go to number 6.
Number 6.
No music for the transition. Does not matter. Number 6. Stephon Marbury and Kevin Garnett.
In Minnesota, yep.
Minnesota
had the makings.
They drafted KG out of high school when he was 19 years old. Mm-hmm. The following year, they drafted Stephon Marbury, 97, at 19 years old. This dynamic duo was considered to be Stockton Malone 2.0 back in the day. Like, understanding like how dynamic Stephen Curry was, it was off the chain, along with KG, who was like that new modern big man who could shoot threes from outside, mid-range. It was different. And then in the middle of the 98 season, Marbury won it out. The rest is history. The duo that never made it.
Right.
Number 5.
Number 5.
VC and T-Mac. I mean, I played against this duo up in T-Dot. They were different, Freddie. They were different. And you talk about T-Mac was a young cousin of Vince Carter. I want that family dynamic and genes in my bloodline.
Thanksgiving weekend must have been awful, awfully uncomfortable.
Oh, my goodness. And then T-Mac, you know, was saying it's VC's team. He's not getting the right kind of praise. Yeah. Next thing you know, T-Mac in 2000 was a free agent, won a team for himself. He left for Orlando and left Vince, and the rest is history. Number 4.
Number 4.
Yo, Penny and Shaq, man. I mean, these dudes were so different.
Can you imagine?
They played together in Blue Chips with Nick Nolte. We all love that movie, which is a true depiction of what college sports actually is. Welcome to the real world, people. People get paid. And next thing you know, Shaq goes after Penny, tells Orlando, we need to get Penny. These two were incredible. Penny got better and better. There was conflict around whose team it was. Next thing you know, Shaq leaves for L.A. Once again, a duo that never was.
Okay.
Number 3.
I like it.
Number 3.
LeBron and Kyrie.
Ooh.
I mean, come on. Oof. Come on.
We had to see that coming, though.
Do you remember all the comments, Freddie, where LeBron kept referring to Kyrie as the kid?
Yeah.
The kid.
Yeah.
And obviously, us knowing a lot more about Kyrie right now, we know how complex he is. Mm-hmm. We know how much he's like a Kobe Bryant. That rubbed him the wrong way.
Right.
But with that relationship, we talk about best duos of all time now. I mean, Kyrie's one of the main reasons they win their only world championship in Cleveland because of that dagger of a shot he made down the stretch.
And then Kyrie tried to pull the same thing with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum in Boston, and that didn't end well.
That's what happens when Kyrie got his own team. Interesting how things have panned out since, but still, that's number 3 on my top duo list. Number 2.
Number 2.
Steph and KD, man. I mean, it's crazy that when these guys were together, how many finals they won to, how many finals they got to, KD being finals MVP, and people were chastising Kevin Durant. Oh, you go to a 73-win team. You can't do it on your own. And now we're looking back on it and be like, how come you left?
I said the same thing when that happened.
You win chip after chip after chip after chip. You become one of the greatest teams ever assembled. They were already in that conversation with a 73 regular season win total. And now we're talking about, well, this is – now the conversation is – I love the media sometimes, man. You left Stephen Curry for Kyrie Irving? Damn. You kill him when he's there. Now you're killing him that he's gone. But that's the world that we live in. C'est la vie. And number 1 on the
list.
You got to go Shaq Kobe, man.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to go Shaq Kobe.
We saw it real time implode in front of us in 2004.
I mean, the most dominant big to ever play the game. A more skilled version of Michael Jordan. Yes, I said it. A more skilled.
You said Kobe.
I didn't
the
say
more
better.
Than Michael Jordan.
More skilled.
Okay.
Operative word. All right. Skilled.
I don't know if I agree with that, but continue.
Okay, well, okay. Well, Kobe took all the details from Michael and made them slightly better. Now, I'm not saying that equated to better numbers.
No, I hear what you're
I'm
saying.
I'm not saying that equated to being a better winner,
right,
or okay, where he is in the GOAT conversation, because that's Michael.
Right.
But I do believe that Kobe was able to refine the skill set of Michael because of how you train moving forward.
Okay.
So,
I'm not swayed, but I hear you. I'm
okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And then my honorable mention, I got Scottie and MJ.
Why?
And I kind of feel like I always wonder what it could have been.
Okay.
Right? Hmm. If Michael never retired to play baseball, but still, you know, they got six, best team of all time.
Yeah.
Like, they're good, but you still kind of slightly wonder with those two if they could have got one or two more.
Yeah, great, great list. By the way, part of Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Great stuff by Jay Will. Jay Williams, I'm not going to call him Jason.
Jay
I'm
Will,
get trouble with
Jason,
government
full
name,
government name.
I'm not going to do that.
Don't
Jay
let the people know too much, Freddie.
Exactly. Got to keep everything to ourselves here. Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as ESPN2. And speaking of Kevin Durant, whether he likes it or not, he did this to himself when it comes to the Brooklyn Nets. We'll get to that after Jay has this from Straight Talk.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good, right? Really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it. Now let me change it to my Freddie Coleman voice.
Stop it.
So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. I didn't sound anything like him at all.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPN2. Our man Keyshawn will be with us in a minute. He's J. Will. I'm Freddie Coleman. In for Max Kellerman. Before we talk about that whole Kevin Durant potential breakup situation, Kyrie Irving, weigh in at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Also, keep weighing in on Twitter at Real J. Williams and at Coleman ESPN. Who is the best NBA duo that broke up way too early? 888-729-3776. All this is stemming from a report that Christian Winfield, who does a great job covering the NBA and the Brooklyn Nets with the New York Daily News, that he put out a story, and I'm going to read a part of it, Jay, that says, last summer, I'm reading it word for word, last summer I got a tip I didn't want to believe. A source familiar with the inner workings of the Brooklyn Nets roster told me James Harden would leave Brooklyn, followed by Kyrie Irving, then ultimately Kevin Durant, a purported course of events that would undoubtedly send the Nets back to the bottom of the Eastern Conference standings after just three seasons in the spotlight. I wonder, Jay Will, when he decided to leave the Four Horsemen with the Golden State Warriors, it was him, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and also Draymond Green. He signed up and hitched his wagon with Kyrie Irving, and I said, maybe that's the last dude you should be hitching your wagon to, but Kevin Durant did it, and this situation unravels. Kevin Durant has nobody to blame but himself.
I don't think there's any drama here, Freddie. Okay. I think this is manufactured, and I get it.
Why do you think it's manufactured?
Well, because first off, like knowing KD and how he deals with things, like, and for a lot of people, when you're done with your job, you had a chance to go on a two-week vacation. You're not calling your job. hey, just calling the check-in job, making sure everything's okay. Like, this is Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is an anomaly. Like, he's a mystery. He's different. And a lot of times, him not saying anything is him saying a lot. Okay. But KD ghosts. He goes away sometimes. And there's nothing wrong with going away and taking your mind off the game and just kicking it. Hanging out. I think it creates leverage. Now, I would be shocked if the Brooklyn Nets, if Kyrie does opt out, that they wouldn't sign him to a max. There is the looming thought of, you know, if there is a spike with COVID, how would Kyrie deal with that? And I don't know all the nuances of the CBA, but I would assume that there would be some type of stipulation in his contract to some degree about missing time for non-basketball related injuries. Okay. But still, I think they will be able to fight that with the union and the league. So I think it's a really interesting thing. First off, I see Kyrie opting in. Sure. I don't see Kyrie opting out. He's going to get a lot of money if he were to opt in. And considering everything he came off of this year, I don't think the market would demand what people would naturally think Kyrie is worth because of what's came along with the narrative built around him. But I also see the potential of this year's team. So when you think about Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, Joe Harris being back on the court, being healthy, who gives you a tough-nosed defender, a guy that can space the floor out and shoot the ball at a high clip. You got Ben Simmons coming back off his surgery, which he's a defensive-minded starter, a point guard. That is exactly what they need. He gives you an alternative version of James Harden. People are going to question his lack of shooting, but still, it's the demeanor and it's the way he pushes the tempo of the game. Seth Curry, they have size. They'll probably add some additional pieces.
Right.
This team is going to be one of the favorites in the East to win it.
Here's the deal with that. And by the way, you mentioned about Kevin Durant ghosting people because part of that article written by Christian Winfield, New York Daily News, that he has reportedly has not talked to anybody in the Nets front office since their season ended after losing in four straight to the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference first-round playoff series. Here's the deal with the Brooklyn Nets. The narrative is very easy to say, point the finger at Kyrie Irving. It's a lazy narrative as far as I'm concerned.
Agreed.
Because there's so many different pieces that can go into a winning basketball team. I'm not just talking about on the court. I'm talking about off the court. But I will say this when it comes to Kevin Durant. He has to be the guy in Brooklyn. He has to find a way to bring everybody together and try to get them on the same page. As mercurial as Kyrie Irving is, Kevin Durant knew what he signed up for by aligning forces with him and leaving Golden State and leaving that situation, leaving that Valhalla. So if you're going to do that, you as the dude on this organization, whether you believe Christian Winfield's report or not, if you're going to make this work in Brooklyn, it can't just be about waiting for Kyrie, in my opinion, Jay Will. It's got to be Kevin Durant say, what can we do to make sure we're all reading the same book? Because, and you know this, any championship team, you can't have guys reading different chapters or guys reading different pages or guys reading a different book. And that's gone on with the Brooklyn Nets. Whether it's their fault or nobody's fault, they got to find a way to have everybody on the same plane to make sure this is going to work to the way they wanted to, and that's winning a championship.
Well, can we talk, Freddie, with some practicality here for a second? Because I know that's a rarity within the sports world, right? Full of hot takes and stuff like that. Man, so patience is in such short supply sometimes.
Absolutely.
Within sports,
there's
right?
No doubt.
So we watched the Boston Celtics get to multiple Eastern Conference Finals. People were ready to break them up. It looks like they're on their way to the NBA Finals, a legit shot to beat Golden State. So I'll just say this very quickly. When LeBron James left Cleveland to go to Miami, a lot of a sense was like that him going to college, him learning how to win in a high clip,
I heard that.
How franchise is going to be ran with Pat Riley, ownership, all that stuff, how to lead a team where the expectations are, you know, not one, not two, not three, not four, and deal with that. When he came back to Cleveland, he felt like he was a different version of who he was before he left, and he was more prepared to do more. That is essentially KD leaving OKC, going to Golden State, playing with Stephen Curry, playing with Klay Thompson, being part of Bob Myers in that situation. Now, it didn't work out there ultimately in the end because he felt like he got misdiagnosed. Even though he won two championships, it did work out to a degree. Mm-hmm. But now he's going through the bumps and the bruises of this being his own team and now learning how to handle that expectation with him being his team. His team. And it's very similar. So I think you're still patient if you're KD. And regardless of the media trying to inflame the situation,
sure,
which media always does, you stay the course, but you do have to say, I'm the one driving this bus. It is mine. And own it. And that's what I think you're going to see from KD next year.
Because we know the old line, if it bleeds, it leads, especially when you got certain particulars and certain people mm-hmm. along the lines of a Kevin Durant and a Kyrie Irving. It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and ESPN2. Let's bring in Bobby Marks, ESPN NBA front office insider. Hit him on Twitter at BobbyMarks42, joining us here on ESPN Radio. Bobby, I know you read the report by Christian Winfield, New York Daily News. I'm sure you heard what J. Will and I had to say about this. It is a very hard
Freddie, I just want you to know, Bobby cut me.
Oh, he did?
When I was with the Nets. I just want to kick off the interview that way.
I mean,
we haven't really talked about it openly. I would like to kick off the interview that way.
Okay.
It's cathartic for me to talk about it openly.
If it's not going to be good for you, Jay, well, you know, you can just drink the red cup and I'll just talk to Bobby by myself.
Bobby's my man. What's up, Bobby?
Probably the hardest transaction that I've probably made in my career as far as the cutting you and seeing you come in for that way, during training camp and everything.
Better.
Yeah.
Doesn't make me feel better.
It doesn't make him feel better, but Brooklyn Nets fans are trying to feel better about this whole report by Christian Winfield, New York Daily News. The easy question is, how do you see things playing out between Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and the Nets? But how much of a hard answer, Bobby, is that for you to bring out there?
Yeah, I mean, I think Kyrie will be back. I think it's just a matter of if it's, you know, 2 years, 3 years, maybe 4 years as far as the length of the contract. I think when you lose in the first round like Brooklyn did, there's going to be speculation for the next, 2 months here as far as what the future of Kyrie Irving is going to be. And when Kevin Durant, you know, committed last offseason, you know, that gave him kind of a seat at the table as far as to be part of the decision-making process. So I would think that any decision regarding Kyrie's future, Kevin will be part of, not the final say, but, you know, Sean Marks will keep, you know, Kevin Durant in the loop here. It's hard for me to think that all of a sudden, yeah, and I know they said, you know, culture. Like, it's hard to go back to where they were back in 2018, 2017 when you signed, trade for superstars, sign superstars. I think you could try to emulate that a little bit here. But I think, I don't know if it's going to be a hardline stance where it's basically a 1 year max or 1 year with a, you know, player option here. I think something eventually will be worked out. I think both sides will agree what's best for them. And Irving will be back in a Nets uniform. I think it's just going to be a matter of kind of what the length of the contract will be.
Hey, Bobby, I'm curious because I've heard, you know, Stephen A. talk about this, and I know you can't do this with the CBA, but he proposed I would sign Kyrie to one-year deals all the way through his career. But, like, are there any stipulations that a team could put in about non-basketball-related injuries that take you away from the game that could probably lessen the risk for the Brooklyn Nets?
Well, I mean, there's a clause in there, but that's really just for jet skiing, that type of clause there as far as for non-basketball activities here. I think what we started to see is, certainly teams have put, games clause, in their contracts as far as games played. It triggers maybe the second year in the contract as far as the amount being guaranteed. So if Brooklyn signed Irving to a two-year contract, but he had to play, you know, let's say 60 games in the first year for that second year to become fully guaranteed, I think there's certainly ways to go about doing that. It's a little bit different than, you know, NFL contracts where you can cut a player and, you know, you're really just dealing with guaranteed money here. So there's ways to go about doing it. I mean, every contract can be negotiated here, except for basically rookie scale contracts. It's just teams have basically kind of elected not to do that. And I think what you're seeing is teams want the NBA to basically kind of become big brother and put the rules in there for them to enforce.
ESPN NBA front office insider Bobby Marks, hit him on Twitter, BobbyMarks42, joining us on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. We haven't really talked about Steve Nash and his role, because as much as people use Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving because of those names, Bobby, a lot of this could fall on Steve Nash. How much of could he be a scapegoat if things don't work out in Brooklyn, no matter what Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving decide to do?
Well, I think what you're probably going to see, and you know, there's certainly been reports about it, you'll probably see some type of shakeup with his coaching staff. I think you'll probably see a lot of different faces there as far as who's going to be on the bench. And that's, you know, if you're not going to let go of the head coach, that's usually that's something that, you know, front office, you know, can have a handle on as far as changing the parts on him. Yeah, I mean, Steve will be under the microscope next year, no doubt about it, especially if, if Ben Simmons comes back healthy and this team is intact, and they do get off to, to a struggle and are not playing what we maybe thought they could be here. So, you know, we're going to enter year three. I would love to see him with a full season. You know, usually we don't get to do that as far as with a full healthy roster here and without as much turmoil here. So, yeah, they'll be, Steve will be, certainly under pressure as far as to produce. And as I said, I think you're starting to see that as far as the coaching staff starting to shift a little bit.
Hey, Bobby, knowing KD and of KD for as long as you have, are you making this, if you're part of the front office or the Brooklyn Nets, is this a bigger deal that's becoming bigger and bigger that you have not talked to Kevin Durant since the end of the season?
No, I don't think. I think everyone needs to have a cooling off period. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think you just need to let guys, I know they were eliminated, I guess, in late April and were in late May. I do think there needs to be a period where guys just need to get away from everything. That includes, the teams that are in the conference finals once they lose. I know the timetable is a little bit different because we've got the draft coming up and then we've got free agency here. So I think there'll be eventually in the next, I saw, Kevin was basically, all over the world as far as watching basketball games here. So I think probably sometime in mid-June that there probably is a conversation here. But I do think that for the health of everyone, that you do need like a two-week cooling off period as far as how things ended.
Bobby Marks joining us, ESPN NBA front office insider, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Bobby, one of the hot storylines of this offseason thus far, well, we're still in the season, but you know what I mean, for the teams that are eliminated, is Zach LaVine spending some time in L.A., caught on TMZ, saying how much he loves L.A. Do you think there is any truth to some of the rumors around that Zach LaVine could end up being a Laker?
I just think it's highly unlikely. Not that if Zach wants to go to L.A., I just think the CBA makes it really hard because, we're playing around with the trade machine and, I understand Russell Westbrook's contract in the 40s and Zach LaVine's next contract, which is right around $36 million, and you can get within 125% of it. But what happens is whenever a guy signs a new contract and a sign and trade and it's for 120% more of his previous salary, it's 50. The NBA uses 50% of that salary in the trade. So it's not like you're matching 36 for whatever, 47. A Zach LaVine contract or a salary in a trade is basically $18, $19 million because he's got base year compensation. So it's a complicated rule. So it just makes it highly complicated, makes it highly unlikely. I think the Lakers, certainly with the hard cap that they would be facing, it's tough. I mean, anything is possible, but it makes it extremely unlikely. Same with DeAndre Ayton in Phoenix, guys mm-hmm. like that, Ayton would be half of his salary used in a trade here. So the LaVine situation is interesting just because him leaving Chicago would be basically, I think, $55 million that he's leaving on the table for a guy that's coming off knee surgery, has dealt with a little bit of health issues. It's a lot. So I think it's unlikely, but, this league, anything is certainly possible.
So let's go from the East to the West. Another player that we saw that has a game tonight, we'll see if he can continue to fend off elimination, is Luka Doncic. Do you see any potential pieces that could be that can meet the needs of the Mavericks moving forward this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, they really need a rim protector. So we'll see who's going to be available when we get going in the next few weeks here. The thing with Dallas is, and what they did with that Porzingis trade was just breaking that up with Dinwiddie and Bertans. So they've got like 10 players that between like $3 and $17 million that they can use in trade, and they got most of their draft picks here. So I think they'll be active, because I think there certainly is a window, and I know getting to a conference finals is great, but as you guys know, I mean, this Western Conference is going to be a bear next year. Yeah. I mean, when you talk to Clippers and Denver and New Orleans and all these other teams, that they might be like New York, like we talked like from last year, as far as getting into the playoffs. You know, I know the Knicks lost in the first round, but then now competing just for a play-in spot here. So I think the priority is certainly Jalen Brunson, as far as what you do with him, and then going out and trying to find that rim protector.
Outstanding stuff by Bobby Marks, ESPN NBA Front Office Insight. Hit him on Twitter at BobbyMarks42, the pride of Marist College in Poughkeepsie, New York. And Jay Will, too, doesn't want to speak to him after he got cut, but at least they had a thawing out here on Keyshawn, Jay Will.
Just know, Bobby, I never forget.
Thanks a lot, Bobby.
I forget, but I never forget, Bobby.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. Have a good one, man.
I understand. You know, you get a chance to get cut from a dream that you were able to have a chance to revitalize. I'm just glad that the hard feelings, Jay Will, no longer there from you to Bobby Marks.
No, you know what I love about Bobby? Bobby and I had obviously, you know, when you go through that, Freddie, you have to have a very difficult conversation, right?
Sure.
And I think sometimes people look at it like, well, you didn't make the comeback. Mm-hmm. And Bobby's one of the few people that I've met in my life that always put things in perspective. And he's like, Jay, like, how do you determine what a comeback is? You're walking, you're running, you
Absolutely.
Can still play basketball at a very high level. It may not be a starter or a guy that comes off the bench, but that by no means is not a comeback story.
Yeah, no,
so I love that by Bobby. Bobby's real, and that's why I appreciate it.
And when people keep it real with you in that way, only good's going to come out of that no matter
Facts.
That circumstance. Keep weighing in on who is the best NBA duo that broke up too soon at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And we'll get to the word drop involving the Celtics Game 5 win over the Heat and what J. Will did to Keyshawn yesterday. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.